Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Hello and welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, laughing in the face of motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question comes from Jillian on our Facebook group. She says, I'd love a Disney episode. If you are Disney people who go frequently, or are you a one and done type, or that's a hard no type? So as a lot of people who listen to the podcast know, my family and I went to Disney World for our one and done trip this past week. And so I thought I'd give a little insight this week into Disney vacation. The headline is, we had a fantastic trip. It was amazing. We had been planning to go in January when it was less crowded, but then it seemed really complicated to pull our kids out of school and Omicron was going. And so we decided to postpone to our kids' winter break week. And we checked some crowd calendars that suggested that the crowds would be bad, but not too bad. And let me tell you, crowd calendars are not always correct because it was packed. Uber drivers, shuttle drivers, they were all telling us this is about as crowded as they've seen it. They had also recently dropped the mask mandate, so apparently people were kind of pouring in after that. So I would suggest first and foremost, if you can, to go at a less crowded time. But I think it can be harder and harder at Disney World these days to find an actually not crowded time. And so here's a few tips that we figured out. Unfortunately, the biggest tip that I have for Disney World is put a whole bunch of money away, because Disney World is the ultimate place where the more you spend, the better your experience is. And I will say that my experience is also that there is kind of an upcharge for everything. So as soon as you think you're done spending money at Disney World, you're like, oh no, we've only just begun spending money at Disney World. We stayed at the Boardwalk Hotel, which is on the little boardwalk. It's near the Swan and the Dolphin and the Beach Club. If you know Disney World at all. The nice thing about that is that there was a boat that took us to Epcot and Hollywood Studios, and I liked that a lot more than dealing with the shuttle bus that took us to Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom. We got a 5-day park hopper pass so that we were able to go to every single park. Now, we had been planning this trip for 2 years because we canceled it from 2020 because of COVID. And so my kids, who were at the time going to be like 11, 10, and 7, 8, were now 13, 12, and 9. And I was a little bit worried that we might have missed our window, but my boys are huge Star Wars fans. And I will tell you that the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge land at Disney World was like made for them. It was heaven. They loved everything about it. It's incredibly immersive and cool. The thing they liked most is there's a little area where like stormtroopers and Kylo Ren come out of, I mean, my kids will yell at me if I get this wrong. I believe an X-Wing is what they come out of. And you can kind of taunt them and interact with them. The biggest thing that we did that saved time is that we got the Genie Pass and the Lightning Lane Pass. And we did that after working with a Disney travel agent who suggested them. I told my husband, who's kind of a techie and loves to be on his phone, that it was his job to figure out how to do the apps. which he did really well. But it does mean they only turn on at 7 a.m. So we were up every day at 6:30 in the morning. Like, I will give you an oldie locks alert.
Back in my day,
like, you used to call into radio stations or Ticketmaster to try to get tickets. It was like that. I mean, you have to be up early in the morning with your finger poised over the button. But using that system, the Genie Plus and the Lightning Lanes, we were able to really plan out our day and get on a bunch of the really desired rides. Some of the rides, like Rise of the Resistance, that is super popular, we couldn't get on. So what we would do is we would wake up at 6:30 in the morning, and then we would be on the boat at 7. It opens at 8. We were able to get in early because we were staying in a Disney property. And then we would run to the most popular ride first thing. And we would be on that ride. So that's how we did Rise of the Resistance. We went first thing in the morning and we pretty much walked on. The lines are so long that it's like 20 minutes, even if you're just walking through the line. And so we put that together. The other thing that we still built in is almost every day we came home. It was warm. It was about 85 degrees most of the day so that we were there. We built in a break every day from about 1 to 4 so that we could come home, we could relax, and then we could go back into the park at night. We only made it one night that we stayed late enough to see the fireworks. The app also lets you do like food pickups. So even at the most crowded time of the year, we were able to ride all the rides we wanted to ride, and we were able to eat pretty comfortably every day. And our travel agent also helped make some reservations, which was good. I had gone in with the idea of, like, I don't want to make a lot of plans in advance because I didn't want to be stuck to a schedule if we were enjoying something else. Looking back, that was a little bit of a mistake. I think we should have planned our meals because by the time we got there, a lot of stuff was full and there was stuff we weren't able to do. The biggest thing I'll say about Disney World is that it is super fun, but it is not that much of a vacation when you're the parent. I mean, we had a ball, but we were up, as I said, 6:30 every morning. We walked, my husband kept track on his Apple Watch, 32 miles in 5 days. So it was a ton of walking. If you have a little one, please get a stroller, even if they're 5 years old, because the walking can be really overwhelming. And we definitely approached it as we're going to go once. And I have to say, we had such a good time that we're already kind of thinking about going again at some point. But for us, the approach of, like, we're going to do this once, we're going to spend a whole bunch of cash, we're going to try to do everything, was a pretty smart approach. And then we also talked to the kids before we went about expectations around buying stuff so that everybody could pick one thing that they really wanted so that we weren't on top of spending all the money on hotel tickets, food, and everything else. We weren't then at every store, like, can I have this t-shirt? Can I have this water bottle? Let me tell you, it didn't work perfectly. We still spent more money than we were planning to, but I'm going to give a huge thumbs up to our Disney World vacation. I'll put some pictures of our trip as the show art for this, and I'll put a link to the hotel that we stayed in. We're not sponsored by Disney World. None of this is sponsored, but because we've been having a lot of talks about Disney on the page, I thought it would be fun to tell you a little bit about our trip. And for those of you on the Facebook group who were like, it's a hard pass on Disney, there are too many. Crystal said, hard no here. It's two people. There gives me heart palpitations just thinking about it. I see you too. I can definitely understand that point of view, but we had an amazing time. Friends, I hope that helps. And if you have a question for myself or Amy, you can ask them on our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/WhatFreshHellcast, or you can always send them to questions@WhatFreshHellPodcast.com, and you may hear your question answered on an upcoming episode. Thanks for listening.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.